Section B. Directions. In this section, you'll hear a short passage. The passage will be read only once. At the end of the passage, you'll hear 5 questions about what was said. Listen carefully and choose the best answer to each question.
Let's look back in history to an earlier way of life. At one time, children didn't have to learn any more than how to cope with their physical environment. They had to learn to be careful around moving objects, to draw back when they got too close to something dangerous. They didn't need a special school to learn these things, other than the school of experience. Nor was the school necessary for them to learn how to survive, because their parents taught them all they needed to know about how to hunt and to till the soil. But as society became more complex, people depended more on others who were living far away, so it became important for children to learn to read and write. When money was created, they needed to learn to count and calculate. Children had to know these things in order to survive in this new expanded environment. Because such skills could not be learned simply through first-hand experience, schools became necessary so the children could be taught what we now call the 3 R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic. Questions. 11. What had children to learn to protect themselves at a time in history?
12. What skills did children need to learn in order to survive at that time?
13. Why was the school not necessary for children then?
14. Why did it become important for children to learn to read and write in modern times?
15. What does the author mean by the 3 R's?